Would you bow with me, please, in a word of prayer? Our God and our Father in heaven, it is again that we are thankful for this opportunity to come together, to sing songs of Zion, to petition your throne, and now to study a portion of your word. Father, we pray for wisdom, we pray for understanding. We pray for the ability to proclaim your word in a fashion pleasing and acceptable in your sight. It's in the name of your Son Jesus that we pray. Let us all together say amen. Amen. I am just having a wonderful time here in your city. It is good to be with individuals that I grew up with in the Delta of Mississippi. And it's just good to see everybody. I haven't mentioned it, but you know, brother, Ollie Jones and sister Betsy, all of us had some connection to Clark Street, Church of Christ in Cleveland, Mississippi. So it is just good to be together with all of you on this time side of life. And if you're visiting with us and not a member of the Church of Christ, we're honored to have you with us tonight. And if you're with us, and we just pray at the conclusion of this message that it will be your decision to render obedience unto the word of God if you haven't done so. Let me call your attention tonight. I do want to thank the brethren for the nice board. Let me call your attention tonight. I am just grateful to Brother Amanzo, the elders. They are making sure that if I don't preach, it is my own fault. Matthew chapter number 16 and verse number 18 and 19. I want to look at a very familiar passage. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 and 19. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I want you to think with me from the subject tonight, the church that Jesus built. The church that Jesus built. When Jesus came into the world, Jesus came to save those who were lost. For listen to the Bible. In Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10, the Bible says, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Listen to the Bible in Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 21. The Bible says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. So notice, Jesus is a savior, and he's going to save his people from their sin. Now, I have a question, church. if Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, why in the world did he decide to build a church? What does the church have to do with seeking and saving the lost? Well, it is the church that Jesus, the church is the place where Jesus is going to save men from their sins. For listen to the Bible in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 23. The Bible says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Now, watch this now. He is going to save his people from their sins. He is going to save the body. So who is going to make up the body? His people who have been saved from their sins. Listen to the Bible in Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 47. The Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, I got a question, church, because I need to know tonight, why in the world did Jesus build his church? Because notice the text says that God asked the saved to the church. The text says that he is the savior of the body. So what is the body? In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 22, the Bible says, and hath put all things under his feet, gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is what? His body. Now, wait a minute. Watch this now. What is the body? In Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 18, the Bible says, and he is the head of the body, the church. Now, wait a minute. Watch this now. Jesus came to save the lost. He came to save his people from their sins. He came to save the body. The body is the church. He came to save the church because it is the church, is the place where God places those who have been saved. Now, I got a question, church, because I still need to understand, how does the church fit in to God's plan of salvation? And why was it important that Jesus build his church? Because I intend to show tonight that there was a church already when Jesus decided to build his church. So I got a question, church. What is the church? You know, when I was coming up, we used to always talk about going to church. And before we learned better, some of us used to think the church was the building. But what is the church? In 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 and verse number 27, Paul told the members at Corinth, he said, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Now, wait a minute, watch this now. what is the church? We are the church. The church is the people who have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, wait a minute, watch this now. What does the church, the word church, mean? Literally, it means assembly. Now, what is the church of Christ? It is the assembly of free-born citizens. Or how were we made free? Listen to the book in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 17. The Bible says, but God be thanks, ye were once the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free, ye became the servants, what? Of righteousness. But I still got a question, church. Why in the world did Jesus need to build his church? Because there were individuals who were serving God when Jesus came to the earth. So what I want to know tonight is if individuals were already serving God, why was it necessary for Jesus to build his church? I intend to show tonight that Jesus built his church in order to separate his way from the other religious way. Now, wait a minute, watch this now, because there are some people in the world tonight who believe that the church is no longer important. As long as you treat other folks the way you want to be treated, it doesn't matter whether you are in the church or not. But let me share something with you. When Jesus came into the world, there were three groups of individuals, and all of these groups were serving God when Jesus came into the world. Number one, you had the Jews. Number two, you had the proselytes. Number three, you had the Gentiles. And then Jesus says, I'm gonna build my church. Now walk with me now, because number one, we have the Jews. The Jews were the church of God that was in the wilderness. Or how do you know it, preacher? Listen to the book, Acts chapter number 7, verse number 38, talking about Moses. The Bible says, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angels, which spake unto him at Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us. Now, wait a minute, watch this now. There was a church. This church had its own law and had its own teaching. Now, wait a minute, watch this now. Because what's going to make the difference between the church of Christ and this church and the other teachings is the teaching that Jesus, through the Spirit, gave for his church. How do you know they had a law? They had their own teaching. Talk for me, Moses. Exodus chapter 19. And verse number 5, God said, and if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words that thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Listen to the book, Psalms 147 and verse number 19. Psalms 147 and verse number 19. The Bible says, he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and judgments unto Israel. He hath not so dealt with any other nation. As for his judgment, they had not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Now wait a minute, watch this now. The Jews had a law, had a teaching. We call it the Old Testament law. Now I want y'all to watch this now. God never told the Gentiles to remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy. God never told the Gentiles about taking a goat or taking a lamb or taking a ram and sacrificing that. God never told the Gentiles to circumcise their male boy. But watch this now. That was the law that was given to the Jews. Now, what was a proselyte? A proselyte was a Gentile who decided to convert to the Jewish law. Now, wait a minute, watch this now. Because I said that every group had its own teaching. I got a question, church. What was the teaching that the proselyte had to obey? Listen to the book in Exodus chapter 12 and verse number 48. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse number 48, God said, and when a stranger, that's the Gentile, shall sojourn among you, and he shall keep the Passover, let him circumcise, let all of his males be circumcised. Then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. For there shall be one law to him that is homeborn, and to the stranger that sojourneth among you. So now wait a minute, watch this now. When the proselyte, when the Gentile became a proselyte, they also fell under the law of Moses. Now wait a minute, watch this now. Because notice, each group has a law. Each group has a teaching. Each group is going to serve God through that teaching. Are we all together now? Now watch this here. I got a question then. What law or what teaching did the Gentiles have? Now wait a minute, watch this now. Because God didn't give them the Old Testament law. Listen to the book. Romans chapter 2, verse number 14. The Bible says, for when the Gentiles, which have not the law, what law? The law of Moses, do by nature the things contained in the law, these without law are a law unto themselves. Now watch this now. Which show the word of the law written in their hearts and their conscience bearing them witness and their thoughts, the meanwhile, both accusing or excusing one another. Wait a minute, watch this now. God found a way. Don't ask me how he did it. I just know he did it. God revealed himself to the Gentiles with a law. Now wait a minute, watch this, church. We have the Jews here. These are my little people. We have the Jews here. We have the Gentiles here. We have the Jews, we got the proselyte, and we got the Gentile. I got a question, church. Now we have all these people here. I'm having a problem drawing some of my people. We have all these people here. I got a question, church. Why did Jesus build his church? Because Jesus is going to take these people from over here and place them over here in his church. Now wait a minute, watch this now. Why are you going to build your church? Because I'm going to give a law. I'm going to give a teaching that's going to be different from those. And I want everybody under one law and under one teaching. Now, wait a minute, Jesus. How are you going to do it? Listen to the book in Jeremiah 31 and verse number 31. God said, behold, the day come, saith the Lord, when I shall make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them hand, that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For my covenant they did break, though I was an husband unto them. But after those days, God said, this is the covenant that I shall make with Israel. After those days, I will put my law in their inward part and write it upon their mind. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. God said, I will forgive their iniquities and their sin. I will remember no more. Wait a minute, God, what are you going to do? I like what God said. God said, now, and neither shall any man teach any more his neighbor, nor every man his brother, saying, know ye the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. I got a question, church, because when I was a little boy, I used to always wonder, what in the world did he mean when he said, you won't teach your neighbor, know ye the Lord, because all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Well, now, you see back yonder, if you were born a Jew, you were born into God's family. And when you got up some side, you were taught what it meant to be in God's family. Oh, but in the church now, you have to be taught what it means to be in the church and obey that gospel before you get in the church. That's why once you get in the church, you have to know the Lord before you get in the church. That's why we don't baptize babies in the church of Christ. Now, wait a minute, watch this now. Because God said, I'm going to make what? A new covenant. Oh, I got a question, church. how was Jesus going to move these people from over here to over here? Well, now we come to what Jesus told Peter. He said, Peter, I give unto thee the key of the kingdom of heaven. Wait a minute, watch this now. What are you going to do with key? With the key, I'm going to open the door. Wait a minute, watch this now. What are you going to do, Peter? I'm going to preach the first gospel sermon after the resurrection of Jesus Christ that will allow individuals to become a member of the Church of Christ. In other words, when I teach this new teaching, some are going to leave from over here and they are going to come over here. Oh, wait a minute, church. You see over here, I got Jews, proselytes, and Gentiles. Well, but when they get over here, they are all going to be spiritual Jews. See, over here, they are over there. They are separated. But when they get over here, they are going to be together. Oh, I got a question, church, though. If Peter is going to use the key and Peter is going to do some teaching, how are we going to know when the right teaching come along? Wait a minute, watch this now. Now, I know we know now because we are looking well retrospectively. But I got a question. How were they going to know when the right teaching came along? Talk for me, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse number 2. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain, shall be exalted above the hill, and all nations shall flow unto it. Now many shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, for he shall teach us. Wait a minute, watch this now. See, in this new church, there has to be some teaching. He shall teach us of his ways. We shall walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law. Wait a minute. Watch this now. Don't carry me too fast. Watch this here. He said, out of Zion shall go forth the law. I know that's not the Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments went forth from Sinai. He said, but out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from where? Jerusalem. Now, wait a minute. What I need to look for is when the word go forth from Jerusalem. I got a question, church. What word was going to go forward from Jerusalem? Listen to the book, Luke chapter 24, verse number 45. The Bible said, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scripture, and said, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning where? At Jerusalem. Now, wait a minute. Let's put it together. Number one, we know that the preacher has to be Peter. Number two, we know he has to preach repentance and remission of sin. Number three, we know that he has to be where? In Jerusalem. So what I need to know is, when did all of these factors, When did all of these elements, when did they come together? Talk for me, Luke. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 1. The Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Wait a minute, watch this now. What were they doing in Jerusalem where male Jews were required to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year? So they were there for the feast of the Pentecost. Let me slow down just a little. Watch this here. They were there, brethren, in obedience to God's command. Wait a minute, watch this now. Because you have some people who say, well, as long as I believe in God, it does not matter about the church. They were there in obedience to that old law. Well, but God has a new teaching. God has a new law. God has a new way of life. God has a new organization for his church. God has a new worship for his church. And in order to get in his church, you are going to have to obey the teaching and leave from over here and come over here. Oh, I got a question, church. Because notice, watch this now. In order to save just a little time, I love the fact, though, that it says that there was a rushing mighty wind. Brethren, I remember when I hear about the rushing mighty wind and when the apostles start to speak with other tongues, it reminds me of Mark chapter 9 and verse number 1, when Jesus told them that there be some of you which stand here, which shall not taste of death until you see the kingdom come with power. Talk for me, Matthew 16, verse 28. Jesus said, there be some of you which stand here, which shall not taste of death until you see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. I got a question, church. How did they get in the church? Because somebody said, in order to get in the church, all you need to do is just pray for a feeling. Better felt than told. No ma'am and no sir. In order to get in the church of Christ, you are going to have to obey some teaching. Or how do you know it, preacher? Notice when Peter preached, Acts chapter number 2, verse number 36. Peter said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, God hath made him both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, wait a minute, watch this now. If I had time, Peter had told them about how they had crucified, how they had killed Jesus, but God had raised him from the dead. When they heard them, now you all, wait a minute. God has got to be a merciful God, because had you killed my son, wait a minute, let me fix that up, because I don't have a son. But if I had a son, because I could see this tape going out, and I'm talking about my son, and my wife asks, when in the world did the girls change over the boy? If I had a son, and you killed my son, would I be willing to let you into my church? But you see, God is a merciful God. That's why God said, I shall be merciful to their unrighteousness. When they heard this, they were pricked in the heart, said to Peter, to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission, what? Of your sin. Wait a minute, church. I got a question. You remember Jesus had said that repentance and remission of sin must be preached where? In his name. Beginning where? At Jerusalem. We are in Jerusalem. We have the right preacher, and the right preacher is preaching the right word. And when they heard this, oh, I got a question, church. The Bible, what did they do when they heard this? Now, you all walk with me, because some of these folks had come up, well, these people had come up all their life, many of them in the Jewish religion. Many of these people had circumcised the male. These people had offered sacrifices. These people had been doing what Moses said. These people have been obeying God. But now here's a man saying, I've got to repent and I've got to be baptized. And then watch this now, because some of us would have gotten mad right then. I've been going this way all my life. I was born this, bred this, and I'm going to die this. But watch this here. Peter, the Bible say, and with many, well, wait a minute. Let me get all of it. He said, for the promise is unto you. Yes, that's the Jews. And unto your children. That's the children of the Jews. And to all of them which are afar off. That's you and me. That is the Gentile. The Bible said, and with many other words did he exhort and testify, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Wait a minute, watch this now. Then they that gladly, not sadly, not madly, not angrily, but those that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there was added unto them about 3,000 souls. I got a question, church. The Bible said they were added unto them. I got a question, church. Who are the them? Because the them had to be there before the 3,000 could be added to them. Wait a minute, watch this now. Because if the church was in existence, and it was, when did the church? You see, in Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, God placed the apostles in the church. Wait a minute, watch this now. Watch this now. 3,000 are added what? Unto them. So how many do we have? 3,012. But wait a minute. I got a question, though. I got a question. Now, scholars say, and I have read, that there were more than 3,000 there. I have read that it could have been 1,500,000. I'm not going to speculate, but I'm just going to speak from what I can say of a certainty, that there were at least 100,000 there. Now I want y'all to walk with me now. Let's conservatively say Since some folks might want to frown, let's conservatively say that there were 10,000 there. Well, if I got 3,000 that left from over here and came over here, I got a question, church. What about the 7,000 that stayed over there? Now, wait a minute, watch this now. Because if they didn't need to come over here, why in the world did the 3,000 need to come over here? Wait a minute, walk with me now. I got 3,000 over here. I still got 7,000 over here. Are the 7,000 over here in the same relationship with God as the 3,000 over here? And if they are still all right, then I didn't need to come over here. I could have stayed right over here. But I'm glad tonight that when the word went forth, it was time to leave from over here and come over here. Wait a minute, what's over here? The Church of Christ is over here. I know the world says, well, we really don't need the church. Wait a minute, the church is where God places the saved. And if you are saved, you need to be where? In the church. I didn't make that up. I didn't make that up. I promise you, I've been here a long time, but I didn't make that up. That was here before I got here. And if the world keeps on going after I leave here, it's still going to be the same truth. I heard somebody say that, well, I don't need the church. There is no difference between one church and another church. Well, let me show you tonight. Oh, yes, there is a difference. Because you see, when they were over here, they were remembering the Sabbath and keeping it holy. Whoa, but when they came over here, it's now we are getting together on the first day of the week. When they were over here, oh, we were sacrificing goats, ram, and lamb, and he goat. But when we came over here, we don't need to sacrifice anymore, because Jesus Christ is our sacrificial lamb. I get so glad to know that when you get in the Church of Christ, that Jesus knows exactly who you are in the Church of Christ. I remember the Apostle Paul was yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest, desired of him letters down to Damascus, that if he found any of this way, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. But while he was on his way, Jesus Christ decided, well, Saul, I'm going to slow you down because you are bothering with my folk. The Bible says Saul asked him, Jesus asked Saul, 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 why persecuted thou me? He said, who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecuted. I got a question, church. Because when Saul started persecuting folk, Jesus was up in heaven. So what in the world do you mean that Saul, Saul, you are persecuting me? Because, Lord, you are up in heaven. How in the world is he bothering with you? Well, when you bother with my folk, You are bothering with me. When you mess with my wife, you are messing with me. When you talk about my wife, you are talking about me. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I get so glad to know that at one time I was a nobody. But once I heard the word of God and became the bride of Jesus Christ, that old nobody went from being nobody to being somebody. May not be very tall, but still somebody. I am glad tonight. I sometimes people say, "Well, more, are you an apostle?" No, ma'am, and no, sir. There are no apostles in the world today. Somebody said, "Don't we need the apostle?" No, ma'am, and no, sir. For you see, when they got in the church, they continued in the apostle's doctrine. Somebody said, "More, how in the world does Hart Street connect with the church that was started in Jerusalem? How in the world does Jackson Street? How in the, I'm not gonna start calling names, but how in the world does this church connect with that church?" Well, watch this now. It is not because we are apostles now. That's not what we need for the continuity, but it is because we preach the same word that they taught then. How do you know it, preacher? Talk for me, Paul. Paul told Timothy, said, "The word you have heard among me, I want you to commit that same thing to other faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." I know you have noted that I am holding an apple. Somebody said, "More, if you want to keep on getting apples, what in the world do you need to do?" Well, you don't try to hold on to the apple, because I don't care how good this apple is wrapped now. It is going to decay. But if you want to keep on getting apple, just take the seed that is in the apple. And when you plant the seed that is in the apple, you are going to get. Keep on getting apples. I'm glad right now that on the day of Pentecost, that seed was planted. I'm glad right now that there are gospel preachers who are still planting that seed. I'm glad right now that many years ago, I heard our Jesus Christ left the shores of heaven, came down here to this sin-cursed earth, born of the Virgin Mary, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. How he walked upon the earth some 33 years. One that bore the whole Roman cross up Golgotha Hill and on Mount Calvary, crucified and slain, taken down and buried in a borrowed tomb. There all night, Friday night. There all day, Saturday. There Saturday, some Saturday evening. But early that Lord's Day morning, got up from the graveyard, folded up his grave clothes, cause I'm not gonna need them anymore. Walked up on the earth just a few more days, made a jet out of the cloud, out on Mount Olivet, went on back to heaven, and a few days later, sent the Holy Ghost, Miss Church of Christ, got started in the city of Jerusalem. And I'm glad right now that the Church of Christ is still in the world tonight. And if you want to get in the church, just believe that gospel. Just repent of your sin. Confess Jesus Christ. go down in the water, meet the blood of the Lamb in the water, come up out the water. Now I'm in the church of Christ. Let me share with you, any teaching just will not do. I had a preacher to tell me that I am a preacher just like you. I said, well, you may drive a car like I drive. We may even wear the same suit just like I do. I said, but you're not just like I am, cause we don't teach the same thing. I remember a couple who supposedly live in the country, and they were going to have guests to come over that night. So the wife told her husband, said, John, I want you to go in the town and bring me some beans. I am going to cook some beans tonight. Well, John went to the store. When John walked into the store, John saw a sign that said some beans. So John went and got plenty of beans. John came back home, gave his wife the beans, and the wife started cooking those beans. Well, after an hour, the wife noticed something strange. The beans had been cooking, but they were still hard. They were not getting soft. And when you cook beans, they ought to get soft. About 2 hours, the beans still cooking, but they are still not getting soft. What in the world is wrong with these beans? 3 hours, the beans still not soft. She said, John, where in the world did you get those beans? Go back to the store and tell the man that he sold you something that were not beans. When John went back and walked in the store, John said, I came to buy some beans, but you didn't sell me beans. The store owner said, you came in, you saw the word bean, but had you kept on looking, you would have noticed it said coffee bean. And I don't care how long you cook coffee bean, they are not going to get solved. I don't care how long you have been over yonder, that teaching over there will not get you into the church of Christ. If you are here tonight and not in God's house, make up your mind, I'm coming tonight and I'm going to get in. Not because I said so, but because the word said so. Won't you come right now while we stand and while we sing one.